Okay, so we had a Britney Spears documentary just a few months ago. Boy, was that like, it was just a few months ago, right?
Well, it was in the spring.
Oh my gosh, this year. What even is time anymore?
It was framing Britney Spears.
Yep. And then we heard that Netflix was going to be coming out with one. And guess what? We actually have the trailer. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer's on vacation. Holly and I are here with you.
Hi.
And Holly, I saw this trailer, this teaser trailer last night of the Netflix version of the Britney Spears documentary. And I was immediately riveted. And it wasn't until today that I actually understood what I was listening to.
Yeah. So yesterday afternoon, the trailer for the Netflix documentary called Britney versus Spears dropped. And so the trailer for the trailer was simply a voicemail. And I'm going to give you the text that is in the trailer of the trailer to put a little context into what you're about to hear, which is only about 15 seconds. The following audio is a voicemail from Britney Spears to a lawyer on January 31st, 2009 at 2:29 a.m. So
2009.
Yes.
Here is that voicemail.
Hi, my name is Brittany Spears. I called you earlier, but I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure you're in the process of ending the conservatorship.
Ooh.
Ooh, and that's it. Hi, my name is Brittany Spears. I called you earlier. I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure that during the process of eliminating the conservatorship...
Yes. So what we learn from that, obviously, is that this has been going on, as we've suspected all along, for over a decade, that she has been wanting to get out of this conservatorship.
Pretty much almost since the conservatorship began, because the conservatorship for Britney Spears started in 2008. And this was from early 2009.
And what we did learn from framing Britney Spears was that that conservatorship really was put together very slapdash under the cover of night and really without her realizing what was going on. And there were a lot of moving parts and a lot of reasons why it became very difficult for her to get out of it. But now we have the full trailer.
Yeah. Now we have the full trailer. It just dropped maybe 20 minutes ago.
Awesome.
So this is the full trailer for the documentary Britney versus Spears. It's going to be on Netflix. It's going to be next week. We're getting this documentary next week. So let's listen to the full trailer.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney's never had one person she could trust. Not mom, not dad.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay?
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyers.
I've represented dozens of conservatees in court. Not one of them has ever had a job.
Brittany made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
No one would talk.
I'm not going to acknowledge that I was ever brought in to evaluate Britney Spears.
Until they did. Someone very close to the conservatorship leaked me this confidential report.
Britney had to go into court a million times, all of these hours of criticizing her.
It's an epic fail of the legal system that this has gone on for so long.
How do you get out?
You don't get out. Until you scream.
I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does. It's been 13 years and it's enough.
Wow.
So that's the full trailer for the upcoming Netflix documentary called Britney versus Spears. It's coming out next week. We're going to be able to watch it.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. Also,
on September 28th, by the way, so it's dropping on next Tuesday.
Which is huge.
Which is huge.
So I cannot wait to watch that. The other thing is, you know, this is a documentary by filmmaker Aaron Lee Carr, who... a lot of people would recognize her name. She's done a lot of other amazing projects, but she is the daughter of David Carr, and she was born right here in the lovely city of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Da, 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 da.
Ta-da. So that's our local connection to this documentary. But, you know, there is so much in there to be curious about when she talks about that 1,000-page leaked document.
Yep.
And in the trailer, you see them kind of start to go through. It looks like they're going through it and like things are redacted.
Yes.
And listen, how many times have we all wished we could have gotten our hands on some of those redacted documents, things mm-hmm. that have been hidden from the public eye? That seems like it's going to be a big piece of this.
Yes.
And you also heard it will include her plea to the court, which we talked about when it happened.
Yeah, and that was leaked, and we were never supposed to hear that.
Yes.
Britney Spears giving that testimony. So that's been incorporated into this documentary now. I've read that Britney versus Spears has actually been in the works for about a year.
Yeah, and but it seems like it really probably ramped up.
Oh, I'm sure. And I bet they're probably doing last minute edits as we speak mm-hmm. because you can do that now. Just like the nature of digital filmmaking, you can do things right up until the finish line.
Right.
So looking at the Britney Spears conservatorship case as it unfolds, I mean, we've got these latest developments of Britney getting engaged to Sam Asghari, Jamie Spears saying that he's willing to step away. The latest news today that Britney Spears' lawyer, Matthew Rosengard, is like, okay, well, let's go, because if she wants to get a prenup, she needs a family lawyer.
Right.
And usually something like a prenup has to go through the conservator if a conservatorship is in place.
Right.
Naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of the legal like T's being crossed and lowercase J's being dotted.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting. And like you said, part of what we have noticed in covering this story is, like you said, it is fluid. It is ever changing. Every day we seem to have different information or new information. All of it seems to be pointing toward the conservatorship at least being under really hot scrutiny. But if this has been worked on for a year, a lot has changed just in the past 6 months.
Oh, yeah. And my curiosity is that if Britney Spears' people understood when this documentary was being dropped, and maybe does that have something to do with Britney Spears' behavior on social media?
Ooh, that's a good question.
There was just a curiosity one pondered in the middle of the night where it was like, okay, well, if they knew that this documentary was coming out and they already had the one from the New York Times, this one looks like it's going to be covering a lot of the same stuff, but perhaps a little different in tone.
Yeah.
Because it's not coming from an institution like the New York Times.
Right.
What kind of things are we going to be learning in this documentary, Britney versus Spears? Also checking out the gossip Instagram, Dumas, they received a direct message from somebody being like, yeah, Jamie Spears, all these people want to distance themselves from the conservatorship because they know the things that are going to be disclosed in this documentary.
Well, there's no question.
And they want to get away from the stink, which is something that we've been discussing this whole time. It's like, okay, why do people at this moment in time want to distance themselves from the conservatorship?
Which is why, I mean, we talked about this, you know, we wondered why Jamie Spears seemed to be dragging his feet and then pivoted on a dime.
Yeah.
And this, said, oh yeah, I'm done. Don't worry about it.
This could be the pivot.
Oh, I cannot wait. Next Tuesday, we will be watching that for sure.
Yes.